Now, listen up because this is important. Behind me on this marker board literally unlocks the secrets, showing you step by step why women pull back, why women pull away, and why women eventually exit your life. This is going to be four hidden criteria that is not often talked about, so I want you to stay with me until the end of this video presentation because I guarantee you that it will change your life. Now, once this video is over, I created a completely free presentation for you and the link is in the description. That presentation is called MBT and it stands for Masculine Behavioral Techniques. Which means once today's video is over, I want you to go down below, I want you to click the link below, and I want you to check out that end-to-end presentation that I made for you, so that way you can actually use that system, okay? You can take it and copy it into your own dating life and get results at a far quicker pace. So with all that said, let's dive in. Now, after hours of thought, okay, and a lot of trial and error over the years by myself, I have boiled this down to four main reasons why women pull away or why women exit relationships. So these things causes women to pull away. These things cause women to not trust your judgment or your masculinity and end up exiting your life. So number one, okay, the very first thing is when she tests you, the first thing that causes her to pull away is you not knowing or you not even realizing that it's a test. Now, for those of you who you were never taught these things, I understand because these are the things that your dad probably never taught you or nobody ever taught you, which means that I actually get the opportunity to do so. So you not knowing it's a test is number one. What does that look like? Let's say you have a situation with a woman and everything's going so good. You are so happy every day when you wake up. Things are going great. You actually believe in your heart of hearts that you guys have real life chemistry. You wake up and you think, oh my, is she a sweetheart? Okay, so what happens? You guys start seeing each other. You guys are sleeping together. You guys are loving life. The intimacy is amazing. You think that you have real authentic chemistry. And then one day you text her or you send her a text message and 48 hours go by and you look down at your phone and you hear nothing. You hear nothing back, okay? So here's what happens. You think that she lost interest. This is what majority of men think. We've all been there. You're like, oh my gosh, I think she lost interest. It's been 2 days and she just randomly stopped talking to me. That doesn't make sense, right? That's not how humans communicate if we have somewhat of a relationship formed or solidified. But here's the one thing that you're missing is you not knowing that it's a test. So you think that she lost interest. She didn't. Here's what actually is happening. She's waiting to see if you double text her. If you double text her and if you reach back out or you ask her to, you know, go out on a date or you ask if everything's okay or why she didn't reply, you instantly failed the test. Because here's one thing that majority of men do not know. She wants to see that you have a life. She wants to see that she is not your number one priority. She wants to see that you have your business to worry about. She wants to see that you have your career to worry about. She wants to see that you have other friends. She wants to see that you have other things going on. So this took me years to actually uncover for myself and see. But the truth that I have came to realize is that women actually do not want you to care. Because the second that you care, you now are making her the focus. And the second that she's the focus, you are no longer the man that she desires. So this is the very first thing, okay? This is the very first reason why women pull away is because you don't even see that it's a test. Now, the second thing that causes women to pull away is you assuming that you need to always nurture the communication. That means you assume that as a man, it's your job to carry the conversation forward. You believe that as a man, it's your job to make something happen with the conversation, okay? Number two, the second thing that causes women to pull away is you assuming that you need to always nurture the communication. What I want you to do to let this sink in is I want you to actually think of a man at his core. Okay, like what are the traits that he has to possess in order to feel strong and confident? The first is he has to be strong mentally, emotionally, and physically. He has to be stable, so that way he can make proper decisions in life, and he has to be stoic, so that way he's not moved off center. These three things, strong, stable, and stoic, is essentially the elements that make up your masculine frame, okay, or your masculine core, meaning who you are. So here's what happens. The woman comes into his life, or the woman comes into the man's life, and she tries to get him to show emotion. She says, please show more emotion. Please show more personality. She says, please be more charismatic. So he listens. And for a while, it might be a week, it might be a month, it might be 2 months, it might be 6 months. It might even be a full year. He listens. Now in the short term, during that time, she goes, oh my gosh, he's so charming. Oh my gosh, he's so funny. He makes me laugh all the time. Oh my gosh, he's so charismatic. I think I actually love him. But here's the problem. The problem is that this man is living in the land of emotion. He is showing emotion towards her. He is leveraging personality. He's leveraging feelings. So this is why men who oftentimes are very charming, very charismatic, very popular, what some might even call social butterflies with high status, they're great at attracting women. They're great at having short-term relationships. But what you're going to notice is that these men oftentimes struggle in the long term to maintain those relationships. So in the long term, she exits. The truth is that women are typically the ones who are needing the communication, which means that oftentimes you need to wait until she is ready to carry that communication forward. You assuming that as a man, you need to carry the conversation and nurture the communication forward is one of the exact things that is essentially lowering her desire, okay, and making you less strong, less stable, less stoic, and have less masculine frame. So you have to understand this. Attracting women and having short-term relationships, or attracting women, you know, and having, you know, just women in your life from time to time, that is totally different from maintaining the desire from one specific companion that you want. They are not related, and they are two completely separate skill sets. Now, number three, okay, the third reason why women pull away, or the third thing that causes women to pull away, I should say, is not understanding a woman's time horizon, okay? How a woman's time horizon operates when it comes to looking at the length and the duration of who she actually considers a stable, good investment to invest in emotionally for a long-term companion. Here's what I mean by this. Specifically, okay, when I say a woman's time horizon, I'm specifically referring to long-term attraction and maintaining that desire. Here's what I can tell you. A relationship cannot be rushed. And I'm going to explain why. You have to understand this. In a woman's eyes, the relationship actually means that. A relationship. Someone she likes, someone she trusts, somebody that she spends time with, and somebody who she wants to invest in. That has nothing to do with you guys sleeping together. That also has nothing to do with how attracted you guys are right away when you first meet. We understand that oftentimes that may be how you perceive the lens of a relationship, but you have to understand, to a woman, that is not how a relationship is perceived at all. What happens is this. Relationships take a long time to develop, and they have to, because there's proper steps in the time horizon that must occur to build trust, to actually make sure that that woman wants to invest in you emotionally, to make sure that that woman feels safe around you at all times and wants you to be her man. Here's what I mean by this. I want you to imagine that you have a best friend named Frank. Let's say your best friend, his name is Frank, and you guys first meet. And you guys, you know, you kind of have like a good mutual connection. You guys think that each other is fun to be around. But right away, it's kind of surface level. Maybe you guys go out and grab one drink together. Maybe you guys go ride motorcycle together. Maybe you guys go do something together. But in the beginning, it's slow. But what happens through time, okay, notice you're not trying to rush a relationship. The relationship happens naturally. So here's what happens, okay? 6 months go by, and now all of a sudden you guys are best friends. This is exactly how it has to be when you're dating as well, and here's why. Women test for long-term masculine survival traits, and that takes time. She needs to see how you react under pressure. She needs to see how you react in certain situations. She needs to see how you react so that way she can trust your judgment. And she needs to see how you react when times get tough, even if you guys have distance apart, and if that distance apart is going to make you emotionally crumble. This is all of the things that women do to actually decide who they are going to invest in. This took me literally years to figure out, because this is something that is not taught, or this is something that is not spoken between men. Okay, so keep this in mind. Women's test for long-term masculine survival traits takes time. Now, number four. The fourth thing that causes women to exit relationships is expecting too much and needing intimacy. So first, let's start with the word intimacy. Intimacy equals feelings. If your lust and if your desire for intimacy and companionship is the thing that's guiding your decisions as a man, this is going to make you weaker by the day. This is going to make you slowly emasculated. So here's what I mean by that. If you let yourself as a man be guided by your feelings, feelings slowly emasculate you. Not to mention, here's what I can tell you. If you are constantly being led by your own feelings, you will never be satisfied, ever. And here's what I mean by that. We all know the guy, or we all have that one friend who maybe was in the situation where he constantly told himself that he would be fulfilled if he had a lot of companions. And what he will notice is that he never feels fulfilled, or it never feels like it's enough. Okay, so if you follow your feelings, you're going to be oftentimes led astray, and it's not going to help you. But let's look at the second piece of this. Expecting too much. Here's what I can tell you. You can expect women to behave like women. They oftentimes do not reciprocate interest if you care about them. They oftentimes are constantly watching if you overinvest into them and make them too much of a priority, and they are constantly looking for reasons to pull away from you and exit. Which means if you're actually wanting long-term companionship, you are going to truthfully have to be a rock-solid, stable, stoic man's man. That is the only way to make sure that these things don't occur. So taking this one step further, you have to understand this. When I'm telling you, you're expecting too much. Female nature is ruthless. Completely ruthless, because the fact is this. Women can oftentimes exit at the drop of a hat, regardless of how long they've known you, because they are optimizing for that survival. They optimize for survival, and they are looking for the strongest man who can actually, you know, not only lead them, but oftentimes makes the best decisions. And this is why women typically take a bit of time to choose who they are going to invest in. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to comment and subscribe. I want you to check out that presentation that I made below for you, and we'll see you in the next one.